Hello, everyone. Welcome to Developing Palettes. I'm Aaron Loomis coming to you from the Drew Estate Studio. With me today is Seth Geis from the Pastania Studios, John McTavish, and from the Box Press Studio, June Liu. How are you guys doing tonight?
Dude, I'm doing well. I'm not getting eaten by flesh-eating scarab beetles.
Right?
Which is, when you see the box on these things, it makes me think of the movies The Mummy, and it makes me think of those beetles that are just crawling
dude.
Over.
Like,
dude.
And I was okay. I was okay with the flesh eating until they did the under the skin thing, and then I'm like, I don't want bugs under the skin. No bugs under
the
skin.
Do you just remember it like that? It was like that early graphics too, man. It was in the palm,
so
and you're like, oh, dude, it's gonna go in there, and you're like, oh shit, dude, it's
All right. So today we are talking about the Highclere Castle Sonnetter. This cigar is a Figurado 6 3/4 by 52. Comes out of the tobacco letter AJ Fernandez factory in Nicaragua. Wrapper is Ecuadorian Habano. Binder is Brazilian Matafina. The filler is undisclosed. Blended by Nicholas Melillo. Price point is $33. Cigar was released in November of 2022. And we picked these cigars up from Corona Cigar Company. So if you are in Florida and near one of the locations, be sure to stop in for a cigar and a libation. But if you are not nearby, you can go to the website or you can give them a call, place an order, and they will ship it to you very quickly. I ordered on Friday afternoon. I received my package today.
Damn.
Monday. Sorry. So
very nice.
I say today.
Yeah, they have no idea what today
is. Who knows when? Yeah, exactly. So quick ship, very quick shipping from those guys. All right. June, take us through your experience with this cigar.
Yeah, this is a. I think I've liked all the Highclere Castles so far. I don't know, how many has this been? Like three or four
three,
releases, I think.
Yeah, Connecticut, think. Maduro, and then the Sonnetter.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
No. There's been. No, you're right. There's three. There's the Habano. It was like the Habano one that came out with the gin. Yeah.
The Blue Band. Red band, and then this purple band, correct?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Can we just talk about how dope that purple is?
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
Yeah,
dude, it's a beautiful
purple
cigar.
Should be used more, in my opinion.
It's a beautiful. That's a beautiful cigar.
Yeah,
For sure. I thought it was good. I thought that this was one of the more like stronger iterations of Highclere Castle, but just like all the other Highclares, I felt like this one gave like a really rich, like balanced flavor profile. It's $33, but at the same time, the flavors were like, I think I might have said this in my review, but some of these cigars that we smoke, sometimes we'll be like, yeah, it's like more for the European market. But really, sometimes that's a really nice way of me saying it's not, it's kind of flavorless and it's kind of thin and hollow. And then I think about stuff like this, of what I always prefer is I prefer a full set of flavors, just like this cigar, where it doesn't have to beat you over the head with strength. And even though if there was strength, it's like an added, like, ramped up delivery instead of like just knocking your head over with it. So anyways, I didn't really talk much about flavors. It's subjective. Nobody gives a shit about flavor. At the end of the day, just want to know, is it a good cigar? I'm like, yeah, it's good. It's $33. Even though it's made at AJ's factory, you should go smoke it because it's actually good.
All right, Seth, what were your thoughts?
Yeah, listen, I got some cocoa notes. There was some coffee, mineral spice, some dry earth, leather. Flavors are subjective. Well said, June. You know, I'm going to give some descriptions because people actually want to hear that shit, though. So that's we got to do it.
I got the same flavors you did, you know, quite odd.
Medium full strength and body. You know, I'll say, I know June pointed out that the construction was really good because it was AJ, but I'll say this, that even with this being an AJ, with it being a, you know, Figurado of this sense, it, even like the good factories have issues with these, but this smoked wonderfully throughout, which really is it's a great experience when you have it. I think you also get it with like the Oliva Bees. I usually find that with those Figurados, it just makes it for you really get to treasure this, the special Vitola, while not having to deal with any burn issues. It was a nice dark, rich flavor profile. John?
Yeah, I'm going to echo a lot of what was said. It's a good cigar. Definitely the sort of darker, richer flavors, a lot more full bodied. Like I would describe it as if it's a beer, it's more of a barrel aged stout than it is, you know, a thin Guinness, which is, June said, it's kind of nice. If you're going into a cigar like this, I think you want a richer experience. You're expecting a more palate coating experience. And I certainly got that in the first third. Chocolate, tobacco, you know, medium plus strength spices, mossy wood, just, you know, really nice walk around the flavor map. And then the second third, kind of more wood forward, so creamy wood, tannic wood, spices mixing in with the wood, and then, you know, rich tobacco and kind of mixing in there. And then last third for me was a lot more tobacco and earth playing off of against each other with some spices in the background. You know, it was great. And as people said already, perfect burn, perfect draw, which, you know, you'd say is taken for granted, but time and time again, we've talked about super expensive cigars with poor burn or poor draw, and that was not the case here. So, you know, we'll get into the price and stuff later, but technically, it was a good cigar. Aaron?
Yeah, for me, this cigar started with toasted cedar, cinnamon, and floral notes. Cinnamon transitioned to black pepper pretty quickly. I got a light creaminess that joined in for a bit and then departed, and got some earth that joined in a bit later. Second, third saw the earth increase and the pepper decrease, as well as the cedar transitioning into oak. And then a final third saw the earth pick up a bit. I thought the cigar had a nice flavor profile through the first two thirds. Had that nice floral supporting note that I enjoy. Final third dropped a little bit as the earth became a bigger player. Overall, I thought the cigar was pretty nice. You know, it's a one and done, and along with the price point, probably not something I'm going to get to smoke again, but not because I don't want to smoke it again, just because availability and price probably just puts it out of reach for me to smoke it again. So I did not have perfect construction. I had a little bit of wavy burn. Cigar went out on me once. So, you know, I got the bum one from AJ, which kind of a bit of a bummer, but it is what it is. So, yeah, not too bad. Let's get into the scores. We are going to start at the top with Seth at 6.92. June and John both gave it a 6.82, and then I gave it a 6.47. So Seth, have that 6.92 matchup for you.
Yeah, listen, it's a beautiful cigar, I thought. I think it's, you know, it's, Nick's actually done a lot of better stuff with AJ. And I think for a while, I think we were really excited. I was excited about him working with Topsa, and then we've kind of seen where that is. But what he's done with AJ, he's really produced a lot of great blends that showed some of his qualities from Drew Estate, and this is kind of something new. Yeah, it's, I wish I could smoke it again. It, you know, it's just because the availability makes it hard. At the same time, I think that's what makes it somewhat special on it, though. Yeah. So it's, yeah, I'd love to, you know, I look forward to his next limited release of this nature.
All right, June 6.82.
Yeah, I think the bigger question is, how does scoring over six feel for you, Aaron?
Well, when we get to me, I'll talk about that.
I totally agree with Seth. I'm reminded of the, I think he did that Tabernacle, or is it All the Lines? But I think that Lancero came out of AJ's factory,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, Tabernacle, yeah. Lancero.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and that's that's a really good cigar, and it takes you away from that, like, AJ typical profile. So I don't know, man, like, whether it's a function of Nick being a lot more hands-on, you know, even though it's being rolled at AJ's or whatever it is, he's doing it right. So kudos to him, and especially within this particular profile, like, he continues to kind of make it different and, like, up the level, but still keep it very, like, high Claire castle, like, elegant, I'd say.
Yeah.
All right, John, 6.82 is as well for you.
Yeah, it matches up well. Aaron?
My 6.47 matches up well. yeah, I thought it was really good flavors. I just had the burn issues, which kind of knocked it down. Otherwise, I'd be right in line with John and June's score. So for me, you know, I'm usually not a fan of things that come from AJ's factories. So for me, this is, I think, as good a cigar that has ever come out of that factory for me. Aside from some of the very, very early Southern draw stuff, that would be kind of in this wheelhouse. But this is, you know, I have not been a fan of cigar after cigar after cigar that's come out of these factories. And this one finally breaks that, you know, breaks that trend. So, like I said, I'd smoke it again. It's a shame it's a $33 cigar that you can't buy anymore, but it is what it is. So, you know, I'll go along with that. Final thoughts from this then, you guys.
Wait, what do you mean can't buy anymore?
Dude, well, this is like a one-time run. Like that was it. I mean, like you could buy it if you can find it at a retailer.
Yeah, but if you can find it, you should buy it. Really?
I just went. I went to look at like 7 stores, like the big stores online, and they're all out of stock.
Yeah, of course.
It's one of these things. Like, I'm sure that there might be. I'm sure that there's a brick and mortar that probably has, you know, a box or maybe a, you know, some line around that I could call and so forth. But I bet these
interesting.
Are interesting. I'm not surprised by it.
No, I think Nick, no, it's Nick, and Nick is in a place, I think, where, you know, he's had consistent releases for a number of years now, and he puts out a limited edition. I don't think it's like a new manufacturer coming out with limited edition first time, you know, like he's got the kudos. So I think people are at a point where they're like, yeah, I'll buy that. Sure.
$33 yeah. bucks a cigar, and it's sold out at like 7 major online retailers. We're in a crazy time in cigar smoking.
I'll say this: it's a box of 12. It's a box of 12. If you've looked at that, cigar box, and it's like for under
that packaging is out of control.
I'd buy it. I'd buy it.
Davidoff could probably have taken cues from the packaging on this. Like this was uber well
this done. this was great.
Oh, interesting.
This is great packaging. Right.
Okay.
I think, to be honest, the 33 is absolutely justifiable. This is one of those cigars where I'm like, yes,
what,
I can.
What? Who am I reviewing with? What? What the fuck?
I'll say it. It's the disappoint. I like that he didn't put it in coffins. I think it'd be kind of hypocritical if you put coffins in a sarcophagus, but it'd be funny. But and it's like I can see the appeal to, I could see the appeal to do it just so that you could add value to it. But at the same point, I think this is one of those things that you have to buy. If I was a retailer, I would tell people to buy a box. I'd want people to buy the whole thing rather than cracking it open. Maybe open one if I had like a lounge and certain members in it. But other than that, just have someone buy the box. It's a beautiful setup.
Yeah.
Welcome to the new normal, Jim.
All right.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, seriously. Jeez.
We'll have an interesting comment for that too. And those people are going to be, what are we talking about there?
Yeah. All right. Wherever you catch this video, be sure to like and subscribe, but check out the full written review on the website, developmentpals.com. You can hear all of June's flavor notes that he didn't want to tell you about here. Follow us on all the social media channels, and you can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts, iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in. We'll catch you on the next one.
Sayonara.